We're here because our great traditions should be having conversation with one another, not just through journals, but through knowing one another at the human level and exchanging ideas and getting new insights as we get together and learn more about the differences and the similarities we may have as we approach our work. We are thrilled to have all of those of you whom we have seen before, a year and a half ago, and those of you who are for the first time in our building. We hope you will have an absolutely marvelous and scintillating afternoon, as we expect you will. I'm going to turn the meeting over now to Dr. Ronine Blank. Dr. Blank is a psychiatrist and a psychoanalyst. She is also clinical director of perinatal services in Good Samaritan Hospital in Downers Grove. Perhaps most exciting is that she is a pioneer in the treatment of individuals who have lost pregnancies and children. Dr. Ronine Blank.
In 1907, Jung published The Psychology of Dementia Praecox. He sent the book to Freud. In 1907, Jung published The Psychology of Dementia Praecox. He sent the book to Freud, and it was this that led to Freud's invitation to Jung to visit him in Vienna. During the years 1907 to 1913, Jung was closely associated with Freud and deeply influenced by him. But in 1913, Jung documented that he knew his own conception of incest would cost him his relationship with Freud. He spoke to his wife about this, and she attempted to reassure him by suggesting that Freud would magnanimously raise no objections, although he might not accept Jung's views. She obviously did not understand the enormity of investment Freud had in his theory, nor Jung in his. Needless to say, Jung's opposing views did cost him his relationship with Freud. In 1906, in his introduction to The Psychology of Dementia Praecox, Jung wrote, "Fairness to Freud, however, does not imply, as many fear, unqualified submission to dogma. One can very well maintain an independent judgment." As I was thinking about this joint venture between the C.G. Jung Institute of Chicago and the Chicago Institute for Psychoanalysis, the second, I might add, I thought how Jung in 1906 and his wife in 1913 had the right idea, that hopefully, as we listen to the presentation, we will not be fixated by our own dogma, but rather learn how to appreciate a case from two different approaches, and hopefully create further perspectives as a result. We have some remarkable presenters here today. Dr. Jim Anderson will begin by presenting a case that has been sanitized of theoretical consideration. Dr. Alan Siegel, in turn, will interpret the case from a self-psychology perspective. Dr. Kenneth James will respond using Jungian theory. And Donna Marie Flanagan will summarize and conclude. And of course, there will be plenty of time for discussion and questions. I greet you, I welcome you for what I expect will be a fascinating afternoon of sharing ideas. Okay. Dr. James Anderson is a psychologist and psychoanalyst in private practice with offices in The Loop and Evanston. The associate editor of the Annual of Psychoanalysis, he is on the faculty of the Institute for Psychoanalysis, and he is an associate professor of clinical psychology at Northwestern University Medical School. In his own research, Jim specializes in psychobiography, the study of the lives of historical and literary figures from a psychological point of view, and among the people he has written about are William and Henry James, Edith Wharton, Woodrow Wilson, and Sigmund Freud. I give you Dr. Anderson.
So my job is to talk about this case of a person I've worked with and to give it to you in her own words, her life story in her own words as much as possible, and for me to stay away from giving my own ideas about her and her problems and her life and her conflicts. And then we'll have a chance to see how this case looks, how light is shed on this case from the two different points of view of the Jungian and the psychoanalytic. When Jane first walked into my office, she was 19 years old, pale, blonde, thin, pretty. She looked sad and embarrassed. But quickly and with little hesitancy, she began to tell me her story.